The full range of health concerns and afflictions did not disappear when the coronavirus showed up. Illnesses, chronic conditions, injuries, and other issues continue. To get insights, we turn to Dr. Bonnie Engelbart. She's a family medicine physician with the Cambridge Health Alliance, currently working at a healthcare center in Revere. Dr. Engelbart, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sharon.
How are you approaching this challenge of taking care of patients alongside COVID-19?
In the mornings, we are seeing just babies for their vaccines. One of the things that's been recognized is that if we don't vaccinate our babies, we may have another public health crisis. And so we've been actively outreaching to babies and bringing them in and seeing them in the mornings to do their exams and update their vaccines. And then in a separate side of the clinic in the afternoons, we're seeing adult patients who require in-person visits.
Now, the Cambridge Health Center Alliance Center in Revere, where you're working, serves patients mm-hmm. from surrounding communities. And these are some diverse communities, a lot of vulnerable populations. Health issues are stressful enough in ordinary times, and the stress can be more intense in these extraordinary times. And I imagine that the ratcheting up of stress can be especially difficult in households that already might have been dealing with some challenges.
Yes, absolutely. You know, at baseline, we have lots of patients that struggle with finances and are food insecure, or their housing is insecure, and those problems have been exacerbated because a lot of people are out of work. And so we are always trying to help people with those issues, but, patients are expressing much greater need. The other way that it's manifesting itself is that we're just getting lots of phone calls from patients that are having really significant anxiety. They're calling us and are in quite a bit of emotional distress. I had one patient who was quite distressed and just completely in a panic that she might die. And she was not sick, but she was terrified of COVID. And just providing some education on the phone about how to keep herself safe and how to limit her risk of exposure to the virus was reassuring to her. I think also just speaking to a familiar voice and having a chance to get her fears out and just be honest about how she was feeling, I think was pretty reassuring.
If you had the power to make one systemic change that would help the families that you care for, what would that be?
I think that the stimulus checks that are available to some people in the United States they're not necessarily available to a lot of our patients, probably primarily because of immigration status. And so I think making those funds available to all of our patients would be a pretty helpful safety net for many of the people that we take care of.
As you work with these families during this time when the ground has pretty much shifted under all of our feet, what gives you hope and what do you think gives your patients hope?
Talking to some of the families that I take care of, especially families where there are multiple generations, it is inspiring to hear how they are caring for one another and making sure that their sicker family members or more elderly family members have the food that they need, have the care that they need without having to go out. I think I'm generally inspired and feel hopeful when I talk to patients who actually understand social distancing and are following those recommendations. I do feel pretty hopeful about efforts in the community to support some of our most vulnerable. A lot of our patients are fairly religious and put a lot of hope and faith in God. And I think that they frequently express that that is what carries them through this time.
Dr. Engelbart, thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dr. Bonnie Engelbart is a family medicine physician with the Cambridge Health Alliance, currently working at a healthcare center in Revere.